You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Eric J. Prost on the line. He's owner of the law office of Eric J. Prost. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me.
All right, so I'm excited to get into today's topic, advising startups and businesses. You're the guy I want on the line for that. But before we do that, tell us a little bit more about your practice. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing over at the law office of Eric J. Prost.
Yeah, I mean, I started my law firm about 4 years ago, kind of forced into it, but not really. I was at a previous law firm advising business clients on my own before I joined that firm. That firm was mostly focused on family law. So with all the business clients, it was kind of just a perfect segue to leave the business and start my own firm. So since then, I've been advising business clients and individuals, forming businesses, interested in the business world, or anyone kind of stuck in a litigation problem. So it's been quite adventurous, but it's also been probably the best move I've ever made.
Man, that's exciting. And that's why you're the guy I want on the line for this. So advising startups and businesses, I mean, where do you want to start with this one? What kind of cases or questions are you getting lately?
Yeah, a lot of people are still forming businesses. So we're doing a lot of advising regarding entity choice. You know, there's a lot of choices for these business owners, sole proprietorships, limited liability companies, and corporations. And it's our job to educate these potential clients on the nuances of each entity type. Regarding tax handling, personal liability, and things of that sort. We are doing a ton of entity formation right now, operating agreements, purchase stock agreements, buy-sell agreements, that along with a lot of contract drafting, a lot of licensing agreements. We also represent cannabis companies, and licensing agreements are huge in that industry where a brand is well-known or trying to get their brand name out. So those two portions of our practice have increased exponentially here in the last probably month or so.
Where do you find a lot of people, especially let's spend a moment talking to some startups, a lot of business owners, entrepreneurs, executives listening. And you know, there's a lot of people that are out there that are thinking about starting businesses and they're kind of, you know, they're in that in-between stage of like, which route do I go? Where do you find a lot of businesses kind of go wrong when they're thinking about the legal side of starting their business as a startup?
They try to cut costs at the beginning. You know, there's a lot of online platforms that offer very general legal advice to businesses. There's nothing wrong with that. It gives you a very solid educational platform and foundation for that. But legal, along with other professional services, you shouldn't cut, especially if you're trying to start a business. These business owners are not just investing a lot of time, but they're investing a lot of money. For some business owners, they're investing their life savings into this. So there's no need to be cutting costs at the beginning to make sure everything is legally compliant and protects them and their personal assets. So that's where we see the biggest issue. We have a lot of clients come to us with stock or operating agreements they found online, bylaws they found online, and then we have to rework those. So it's just best to, you know, spend the dollar once and get it done properly at the beginning.
Yeah, I've heard that many, many times. I'm like, I get it. You want to go online. A lot of other things, it's good. But I mean, for something like this, especially when you're, I mean, that's your baby. Like you're going to be working this business. The last thing you want is to have something happen because you got some incorrect advice that you kind of self-medicated yourself online. So that being said, let's talk a little bit more about contracts, because I feel like this is another one that's just one of those things that a lot of business owners just don't understand the importance of contracts within their business and how, whether it's with vendors, whether it's with licensing, other things. Talk a little bit more on the contract side of things.
Yeah, I mean, with most companies, contracts are the bedrock of what they're doing, whether you're a product or service provider. you have to have a contract for your sale of your product or for these providing your services. So to have that contract solidified is vitally important. It can save you a ton of money down the line and also save you from litigation. You know, some aspects that business owners don't think about when maybe they're providing services, you know, roofing, plumbing, things of that sort, is indemnification. This is a big aspect in contracts. It's basically saying, I am holding everyone else harmless for any task related to what I do. There are some exceptions to that, but these are things that should be considered throughout the entire process. We've seen a number of our clients bring contracts to us, maybe manufacturing contracts, and there's one line in there that they did not see that puts all the power in the other party's hands.
Wow.
So, you know, really reading these contracts line for line, no matter how boilerplate they look at the beginning, there's usually something tossed in there. And these contracts can really drain a business over time.
Wow, that's crazy. And I think that you hit the nail on the head with this one. So like you pay a little in the beginning so that you don't potentially end up in court or otherwise in the future and then have real serious bills to pay for fighting and you know, in litigation. So
exactly.
Great stuff. Yeah, it's a big deal. What kind of trends or what interesting, I know you've done some work in the cannabis space. What kind of trends or what kind of interesting things are you seeing there right now?
The cannabis space, it's very interesting. You're seeing a lot of institutional investors trying to get into the game. I have a pretty good relationship with a hedge fund, and they have a number of people looking for cannabis companies. The biggest, and this is an unfortunate trend that is going on, we're getting a lot of contact from potential clients for fraud, breach of contract. So investors put money in without doing their due diligence, which is on them, but the people took the money and just ran. So we are involved in quite a bit of litigation right now with that. And another big trend, especially in Los Angeles, is landlord-tenant issues with cannabis companies. These companies have been approved by the landlord, but because of the hiccups in the LA licensing process, now we have a lot of unlawful detainers or eviction proceedings happening, and a lot of landlords trying to take advantage of the cannabis tenants. Those are the two biggest trends we're seeing at this moment.
Man, that's crazy. Final question, Eric. So two-part question. So first off, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about your practice or to connect with you to ask some questions and think about whether or not they're a right fit, what's the right types of clients that you like working with so that we have the right people follow up with you, number one? Number two, what's the best way for them to follow up and to connect?
Yeah, we do a lot of work with startups. So if you're looking to get into the different sector, contact us at the beginning. Like I said at the beginning of the interview, you know, having your legal team in place when you're starting everything is vital. So that or established businesses that are looking to maybe have a solid legal budget each month. We do a lot of general outside counsel work, and we have flexible fee options for established businesses and startups. So they can budget their legal fees each month instead of having to be drained by the endless hole of billable hours. And the best way to get in contact, you can check out my Instagram. It is at Cali Cannabis Attorney. And that is for cannabis, but it's also just general business and general business updates on that. I also have a YouTube channel, Eric Pros, and there's a lot of legal content on there. And also my email, epros@ejplawoffice.com, and just the phone, 213-784-3640.
Fantastic. And what is that phone number again?
213-784-3640.
Fantastic. Well, Eric, really appreciate you coming on the show today and giving some of your background and what's going on in legal trends right now. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments in the video. I mean, love to know what kind of things and projects that you're working on. And Eric, thanks again for coming on the show.